Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you for all the wonderful things that you do for us for this magnificent book. And we thank you for the Word of God that sets us free. Now bless the Word as it goes out today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, right up front, I'd like to invite you, if you have any kind of problem with sickness and disease and you're having troubles getting healed, we have a healing school, in fact, two of them a month, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We teach a four-hour healing school on Saturday afternoon, the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of every month. Those are, one of them is in the North Dallas area, the other one's in Justin, Texas, which is about an hour's drive from there. But all this information is on our website, www.tlsm.org, and you have dates of where we are, the television shows we're on, the radio stations we're on, and everything. You can get all that information there, where we're going to be speaking at different places, as well as all of our healing schools. In fact, if you would like to host a healing school in your church, we would be happy to come to your area and teach one. We do this quite often all over the country, and we have many praise reports from many different people everywhere we go, how the Lord does wonderful things in the area of healing and deliverance. We serve an awesome God. He is absolutely magnificently wonderful in what he has done for us. But anyway, if you're interested, if you need to be healed, or if you'd like to host a healing school, if you'll give us a call at our number, which is, we're going to quote it at the end of the message today, but I'll give it to you now. It's 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And also we have many, many teachings that we've made in the last several years on healing and deliverance and just the Word of God in general. Many subjects, and we send out all of our information free and postpaid. We don't charge for our information. So if you need some teaching that'll teach you who you are in Christ, what you can do in Christ, call our ministry center. They'll be happy to send you a box of tapes, be happy to put you on our monthly mailing list if you'd like to be on that list. And then also, if you want to know how to get to the healing schools, all the information is on the website, www.tlsm.org. Now, TLSM stands for The Living Savior Ministries, TLSM.org. So, if you'd like to host a healing school, like to have us come to your area or whatever, just give us a call and we will be glad to talk with you about that. Now then, today we're going to go and we're going to talk a little bit more about in Christ, how we are blessed. Now, in Christ, we are blessed tremendously. But as usual, for most of my life, I didn't know these things. And when I begin to read this book and find out that this book is an awesome book, this is an owner's manual written by the Creator to the created being. That's us. When I begin to get a hold of scriptures like Ephesians 1:3, I want you to listen to what Paul said here. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." How many spiritual blessings did he bless us with? All of them. Well, then, what are we out here praying for all this stuff for? Because we don't know, it's already ours. All we got to do is claim it. Now I want to read it in the, that was a King James. I want to read it in the Living Bible. In Ephesians 1:3, it says, "How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heaven because we belong to Christ." How many of these blessings belong to us? All of them. It's not that we're going to get them. They're already ours. He blessed us with them. Now, this is one of those in Christ scriptures. Now, he did not say he would bless us. He said he already has given us everything we'll ever need to live a victorious life. Now, can you imagine? Everything has already been given to you to live a victorious life. All we have to do is believe him and receive it by faith. Now, again, we go back to Romans 10:17. How do you learn these things? So then faith or knowledge in the Word of God comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, because this is true, and the Lord put these things in his book for us, we need to hear all he has to say. Now, he has made us some absolute awesome statements in this book. So let's listen to this book as we talk today. Let's talk a little bit about some of these things. Let's go to Psalms 119, verse 130. Psalms 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Think about that. As the entrance of these words, they give light, and it gives understanding unto the simple. Well, I'm simple, and I'm sure you're simple just like me. God made a lot of simple people. We are wonderfully, fearfully and wonderfully made, I will say, but still, we're simple people, and God wrote a simple book to us to tell us what he would do for us. As you hear God's word, your faith is increased. Now, I want to take you to a scripture that, let's just think about this. Now, if you're in the church or if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, this is for you. Now, here is a guarantee in God's word to heal every person every time under every condition. Now, when people say, but it's not God's will to heal everybody every time. Well, that's not what the word of God says. I want you to see. And maybe your Bible don't read like mine, but I'm going to read this, James 5:14. James 5:14, 15, and 16. In James 5:14 says, is any sick among you? Well, now, I don't know about you, but I'm just simple enough to believe if God says, is any sick among you, that's what he meant, any of us. Now, it's not supposed to be any sick among you, but if they are, he says, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, so far, this doesn't sound very hard, does it? Let him call for the elders. Well, if you've got older men that are well seasoned in the Word of God, they should know these things, and you call for those men. Now, don't get a bunch of young guys out there that don't know nothing. Are a bunch of young men that appear to know a whole lot, but they're very unstable. You never want to use a young person very powerfully in the Word until he's got at least 10 years under his belt. You want to give him a little time to get solid, because it's too easy for them to be drawn off by the world. But that's what Paul said too. So, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith. Now, he didn't say the prayer of unbelief. He said the prayer of faith. What's the difference between a prayer of faith and a prayer of unbelief? A prayer of unbelief is, O God, if it be your will you please heal brother or sister so-and-so? That is a miserable prayer of unbelief. That is not a prayer of faith. A prayer of faith is anointing the brother or sister with oil, rebuking the devil, commanding him to get his hands off of them, and asking the Lord to send the Holy Spirit to restore and heal everything the devil messed up and thanking him for doing it. That's the prayer of faith. Then after you do that, you tell the person, get up, you're healed. Jesus Christ has healed you. Get up and go do something in Jesus' name. That's true prayers of faith. And in verse 15, it says, and the prayer of faith, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now then, if you do not know you're righteous, you can't pray the prayer. The devil will beat you. But you must know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. It's not by your righteousness that you're going to get this done, but it's by faith in the name of Jesus, and it's through His righteousness that you're going to get this done. So when you realize that you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ, you have your sins all confessed, you're just as holy and clean as Jesus is. In fact, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's going to do this. It's not going to be you, but it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And He will do it. He'll do it every time when you do it in faith. I mean, I have prayed this prayer of faith in James 5:14 over people in hospitals on their deathbed with terminal cancer and seen them healed. Not just once or twice, but several times. In fact, I went over to a hospital the other day, and a doctor took me over there. It's been two years ago. And there was a woman on her deathbed, already comatose, in Medical City in North Dallas. And this doctor took me over there after church Sunday night and asked me if I'd pray for her. And her and her husband were Baptist. And I used this set of verses, James 5:14. And I showed the man what was available, and did he believe God? And he said, well, absolutely, I believe God's word. Now, that's one thing I'll have to say about the Baptist. The Baptists, they study the Bible. They just don't understand it very well, or they only study parts of it. But when you show a Baptist these kind of scriptures, usually they will believe it. Well, this Baptist guy did. He said, wow, I didn't know that verse was in there. I said, well, see, that's your problem. That's why you can't fight the fight of faith. You got to know what's in God's word. So here his wife is in ICU, comatose already. The doctors tell me she's going to die one day this week. It's all over. But yet, I asked him on behalf of that, since him and her is one in Christ, I asked him if he'd let me go in and anoint his wife with oil and pray the prayer of faith for her, and we believe God that he'll heal her. He said, absolutely. So he said, I don't want my wife to die. She's too young to die. I said, okay. So I go in there at his request, and I anoint this woman with oil, pray the prayer of faith for her on a Sunday night, and she starts immediately getting well, and by the next day she's already awake and conscious, and the next Monday morning, a week later, not the next morning, but a week later on Monday, they released her from the hospital, and she went home. Now, this is what you can do if you believe God's word. Now, this verse is for healing for everybody in the church every time, if you'll believe it. James 5:14, 15, and 16. We'll continue on tomorrow. If you'd like these kind of teachings, we'd be happy to send them to you. They're free and postpaid. Just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org, and there you can order what you want. It's all free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.